Nothing too serious today in regards to injury, but Kalen Reed came out with a concussion, and he was probably the most serious and did not return. Other than that, pretty healthy. Very happy for our football team. Very happy for our fans. They've stuck with us over these 4 years I've been here. They've been unbelievable to trust us and come back and help us win a game we needed to win. And I'll say this about our team. I was not surprised by the effort. That's who they are. They play that way every week, and that's why we have a chance to win every week. And they know that. And it was outstanding on all their parts.
For you, for your team to come through in this type of a situation?
I'm happy to be a part of it. Just happy to be a part of this football team. I mean, I've told you over and over. It's a different locker room. It's a different group. It's a very tight knit group, and glad to be a part of it.
What's the mood in the locker room like after a game where you clinch a playoff spot?
It's pretty good. Yeah, I've never been in a bad one, I can tell you. No, it was pretty. They're pretty excited about it.
You need to say anything after a game like that, or celebration kind of take over a little bit?
No, I need to say something. I think that's. But a celebration did take over when it was all said and done, and rightfully so. They earned it.
Now you're in where you want to be in the postseason. What's kind of the mindset now?
Get ready for the next one. Next one is the most important. The same old cliche. It's important. Whoever it is, I have no idea who it is. When we're playing, doesn't matter.
Just scored a touchdown.
So are they ahead or behind?
44 seconds.
They're up four, okay.
Marcus's run there on the third down that gets that first
down. Great run. I told him, obviously, he's been taking notes from Derek and DeMarco with the stiff arming, because that was a huge play to get us down there and make them burn timeouts, excuse me, and stay in bounds and keep the clock running. I mean,
when he popped up, had a little bit of a something that you don't usually see maybe Marcus have, maybe a little bit of a swagger, a little bit of show of confidence there.
It was nice to see him. It was. I like body language like that. It was good for our team.
How crucial was it for Marcus, season high in runs, season high in yards running, for him to kind of have that kind of day to augment what was going on?
That was important for, it got us out of some sticky situations. We did not have a lot of design runs in the game for him. Obviously, we needed it today. I mean, he came through when we needed him and made some big plays.
Sticky situations is something you did a great job getting past today. You're hopeful next week you have fewer of them.
There's definitely errors we have got to clean up. There's no doubt about it. No doubt about it. Especially on offense, we had too many mistakes, and we got to clean it up.
What happened on the big mistake, and then how do you feel like your team responded to that? They didn't let it define you.
They haven't let. What happened? Derek went the wrong way. Okay, and there was a collision. Obviously, you know the result. I like the way our team responded. I really liked our sideline. Could have been an easy time to go, oh no, here we go. I haven't felt that yet this year. So I just like the way they responded. I mean, they gave each other's back. They have all year.
What did it mean getting that play from your defense, Dory Jackson, with the forced fumble and Kevin Byard with the 2 interceptions?
We were due. I mean, the way they play, it's a relentless defense. Turnovers was critical in this game, as it always is. But those are big plays. Those are the kind of plays you need to have to win football games.
Rocco sack up there with that, too?
Big time. Yeah, big time. Big time. Just the timing and when and all the above was great for us.
I'm sure you'd like that the PAT back, but outside of that, they were the mistake makers on special teams. How much did you kind of force the issue with that stuff?
Again, this is another, like last week, a very, very good special teams unit that I feel like our special teams, is just ascending quite rapidly in the way they're playing. And to get a turnover was big. We haven't, again, those are things we talk about. We just haven't done enough. And
turnovers, what did you guys do well defensively? I think Jacksonville scored 30 points 4 weeks in a row. What were you guys doing particularly well on?
Just being where they're supposed to be. I mean, again, not real complicated. Play the defenses.
What was going on with Logan when he missed time, and then can you speak to the play?
He twisted his ankle again a little bit, but he plays, you know, sporadically there after. So thought he got tackled on the play, got on a big run. Heard it, tweaked it again.
Young guys, you know, Ty Smith especially, kind of helps step up here over the last couple of weeks for you.
We were running a little short there with Kalen out. Obviously Logan hurt. Bryce had to come out. I mean, we were running a little short on the corner market, and I thought those guys, you know, I thought they played well. I thought they played really well, at least from watching it from the side.
What did Bryce have?
I have to find out. It wasn't anything serious. We just didn't want him on kickoffs, running long strides. Sure.
Going back to the Marcus Bliss stiff arm, did that moment, him looking at the stands and everything, define sort of everything you overcame to get to here?
I don't know what it did. I liked it. I liked it. He knew it was big for us, and I'm a body language guy. I like that, and I think our team fed off of it. I think I know our offensive line, everybody just they liked it. I know our sideline liked it. And
it's sort of appropriate that you won today. Sort of how you won all season.
Yeah, I mean, whatever way we can find a way.
What was the feel like, Mike, inside the stadium from a fan standpoint? And then can you speak to maybe the temperatures and the people that came out to brave that?
No, it was great, great. I thought it was a cold game. I mean, I heard coldest in the history. I found that it's hard to believe, but it was cold. We had a great turnout of the fans and helped us. Again, that's a big thing. That's a big part of winning at home. We 2 years ago, we talked about making this a tough place to play. I think we've done that, and I think our fans are a part of that.
How much was Henry's touchdown, catching the right defense, right call?
Well executed. It's amazing when everybody does their job, what happens, possibility of what happens.
Was he going too much sideways in the backfield on some of the runs?
Again, I'll have to look at it on tape, but yeah, there wasn't any place to go. They were quick support with their corners and safeties, and again, I'll have to look at it, but it felt like it to everybody, but I'll have to look at it before.
DeMarco's got a chance next week. He was walking pretty gingerly.
I'm hoping, but
it looks like looks like Cincinnati won, so you guys playing at Kansas City next week. What does that matchup come to mind when you first think of that?
Well, tough place to play. Good football team. Played them there last year in another close game. So it's not as familiar as playing them this year. But, I mean, we're familiar enough that it's not like starting from scratch with our study form.
How much do you think the cold factors into Eric's drops? How much a couple of them seem like plays he...
I don't know if, you know, he's played in cold weather. He's played in Denver. I mean, his concentration. I don't know what else it was.
You talked earlier about being glad to be a part of this thing. But this is your fifth year as head coach. You faced your share of doubters. There's got to be some individual satisfaction in getting to the playoffs as a head coach for the first time.
I feel good about sticking with the plan and where we're at with it because of it. You know, it's more gratifying because I was here for two of the years that we weren't so good. And to watch a team take a franchise and believe in something and watch it turn around and become competitive every Sunday to where they have a chance to win every single Sunday, that's very gratifying. That's what you coach for. You like to watch guys have success. And that's the gratifying part about it because I was part of this team when we weren't. And they've done a lot. They've worked to get to this point. And I'm glad they were rewarded for it today.
There were some flattering reports for you and your staff last night and then today. That stuff gets around. How did you handle that with your team?
I didn't say anything to my team about it. I didn't think I needed to.